weeks ago.
No.
Do you know something about a statement that he made? Hello?
No, but I know this. I know that...
You know the statement that he made about the Liberal Party?
No, but he's the best. He's the best that we got up there now. And I'll tell you this. O'Connor, I think, will be as devoted to you and the Liberal Party as you are to me.
But, Mr. President, even if he is, what do you do if you have a situation where the people will be taken?
Well, don't you think if the Liberal Party didn't put anybody in here that O'Connor wouldn't hit that wire standing up? Now, don't tell me that. I know he would. And I know he'd be better than Rockefeller. And I know that's the only practical alternative. And I know that you ought to do that much for me and for Humphrey and the rest of us. You all ought to go off here and just cause this damn thing.
Listen, Mr. President, I'll do anything for you.
No, I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to think twice what you're doing to us. You got a goddamn Republican mayor now, and he's not helping me any. And now you're going to get a Republican.
Mr. President, I dare tell you.
You're going to get a Republican governor. You're going to get a Republican governor, and pretty soon you're going to find these Republicans not going to pass your stuff.
No, they wouldn't. The Republicans wouldn't pass our stuff.
Well,
all right. I'm in agreement with you. But I don't believe there is no danger. I believe the state will remain a 68 that is Democratic column.
You can't remain that way if you go to elect a Republican mayor and Republican governor, David.
Rockefeller was elected a long time ago, and the state went Democratic.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
And we had a situation once when Dewey was elected, and Lima was elected senator an hour.
Why the hell, tell me this, why in the...
We got a history.
Why in the hell would you rather have Rockefeller than O'Connor? That's what I can't...
You're not endorsing him, Mr. President.
Well, but now listen, you can count two and two. And you know damn well you're not going to elect a Liberal Party candidate.
Right, we do know it.
All right, then why the hell it gets down to whether you want to elect O'Connor or Rockefeller?
On the other hand, Mr. President, the machine politicians ought to get a lesson too.
Well, now, don't tell me about machine politicians. I saw what you machine politicians did on that surrogate race. I watch you machine politicians.
You know why this happened? Because I wasn't here.
Yeah.
I was in Europe at that time.
I know it. I want you to stay around there and look after my business.
Well, I am. I am and I will. I promise you. I am and I will.
Okay. Now what are you going to do? All right, I'm taking that as a... I want you to use good judgment, and I trust it. But now, you think it over in 2 or 3 days. I'll talk to you, and you tell me where we ought to have this ceremony.
Very good. May I suggest, Mr. President? Hello.
Lady Bird said that she thought you had another woman. She said that you had on a bright tie the other night. The morning when you had breakfast, she thought that you had some other lady in your life besides her. Here she is.
Who said it? Who said it?
my husband has a side in this world, but you...
Who said it? Oh, she can't say that.
I never said a cross word about you, and not a detracting word, never. But you take care of this man, will you?
I will, all the time.
Uh-oh.
All the time. He's your husband and he's my president.
And he's a pretty nice guy.
We have a joint and mutual interest.
We sure do.
Lady Bird, you remember when you had a problem?
I went right straight to you.
And he met it?
I think it turned out all right.
Not very good.
I think so.
Not very good. Without damage, and we worked it out. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Sorry that if I disturbed you, I disturbed the president. Because I just came in and I was told that the president wants me. And I thought he's up yet and he wouldn't wake him.
He's not only up yet, he hadn't had his dinner. And I'm going to take him over to get it in a minute. But here he is.
Give him a good dinner, Lady Bird.
Say, David.
Yes.
Now, I just want to close off by telling you one thing. You've made up your mind. It's closed. You're not open to any suggestions. You don't think I'm smart anyway.
No, not that.
But I just want to tell you this, that long ways from where I started, and I don't believe that the real things that you want in this world, peace, prosperity here at home, the underdog helped and everything, I don't believe it, it's going to be promoted by your leaving the Democrats. And I just think it,
Mr. President, will you permit me to say a parting word to
you? Yeah.
I am telling you honestly and sincerely, even against my convictions, against my interests, I would go out of my way to accommodate you merely because you wanted the U.S. But I'm telling you sincerely that it's not in the cards and that my best, I couldn't do it.
Well,
I
think that's right, but you haven't got any more horsepower with them than I've got with y'all. But I think that we ought to make a record, we ought to make it clear, we ought to all know that you say that, well, he's good enough for Kennedy and he's good enough for Johnson. Well, now, Kennedy and Johnson never selected him governor of any place. And you know goddamn well that. And all you're doing there, you can't do but one thing. You got to decide whether you want O'Connor or Rockefeller. Now, if you want Rockefeller, that's all right. But I don't think that's what you want. And if you're going to have Rockefellers over the country, then you're not really for me, because in 68, I've got to have that state. I got to have it, and Hubert's got to have it. And if we can't depend on you when they need it, and Alex, when we need it, when we give you any damn thing. Think a long time before you just go out here and take Trujillo's representative and a goddamn fellow that walks up there and says, I'm for Bobby for anything he wants. Now, if that's the way you all are playing, why, we gotta take a look at our whole cards. I may not be here long, but when I'm here, well, while I'm here, I'm going to play them, and I'm going to...
Let me ask you a final question. We have two alternatives. We have one alternative to do what we are doing, or we have an alternative not to nominate the candidates altogether, and the Liberal Party should close up and go out of business.
No, I wouldn't do that.
If you do not nominate a candidate, then you are sure that a Connor will be elected. We will not have a ticket, but we lose our position on the ballot, and the Conservative Party will take our place.
Well, you take Professor X and put him on the ticket. First place, I don't know why the hell you have to do that. I don't know why O'Connor. I talked to O'Connor. O'Connor told me there wasn't a legitimate reason in the world why you were against him, and that he would play ball with you. And considering some of the things that the people that you played ball with, the people who work for McCarthy and work for McClellan, by God, you don't mind being in the whorehouse a little bit.
Well, if my President Johnson goes there, it is not a whorehouse.
Well, no, I'm not talking about me.
Yeah, well, you took him as a cabinet member.
No, I haven't taken him any such a damn thing. I'm talking about things a lot deeper than that. I'm just talking about if you can afford to support McCarthy's assistant, if you can afford to support McClellan's assistant, then you oughtn't to be too damn worried about O'Connor if you're gonna get down to the nut cutting. And
Mr. President, that O'Connor introduced a bill in the Senate to rule us out as a party. Do you know about that?
Do what?
He introduced, while he was Senate in the state, a bill in the Senate in Albany to disqualify us as a political party.
Well, he may have done that. We've all made a lot of mistakes.
Okay.
When you were a young man, you made some mistakes, and I made some.
But I
talked to him 2 weeks ago, and I told him that you were my leader, and he told me that he would work with you. Period. Now I just think you all have got your steam up there, and I don't think you're going to wind up doing any good for the progressive cause in this country. I think it's gonna deteriorate my general position. If the President of the United States has got to have a Republican governor in New York, now you damn sure can't elect a liberal. You know that. And the only thing you can do is defeat a Democrat. Now, if I can't go into 68 with a Democratic governor, the biggest state in the union, and if I'm going to have this senator up there fighting me too, I just don't think I ought to have to carry that. And if I do have to carry it, then I got to fight like a damn beaver.
With a Connor, you cannot be too sure about the senator. With a Connor, you know that.
Well, I know this. I know that one damn thing sure, that if O'Connor's not in charge of that delegation, I haven't got one. And I want you to think about that a long time now.
I'll discuss this thing. I'm leaving tomorrow, but I'll discuss it at the beginning of the next week. But if it's Alex Rose, I'll talk to him about the conversation we had just now.
The only thing I can understand that you can do is one of two things. You can elect Rockefeller governor. That's one thing you can do.
In my opinion, Rockefeller will not be elected governor.
Well?
In my opinion, Rockefeller will not be elected
Well, then what the influence you're going to have?
We want to save the Liberal Party. We want to save the Liberal Party for the future.
Well, if you're not going to do much about it, that's another thing. But you better save Lyndon Johnson, because I won't tell you this, and I won't tell you this, and then I'm through. Just one thing. You're a man up in your years, and you're not going to live very long. But you have never had a man in the White House that loves you or respects you, admires you or Alex more than I do. Now, you won't take that into consideration when you go to making the...
Mr. President, because we know what you're saying. We know it.
Well, now, you...
You know what we think of.
Well, now, you just take... By God,
you... I'm very loyal and faithful to you, Mr.
You sure are. And you just take that into consideration when you...
I'm loyal and faithful because of my high respect and esteem that I'm holding you.
You sure have, and you've always been, and it's been reciprocated. Now, you just bear it in mind when you make these damn decisions, because in 1968... they're going to choose the men from the boys. And I don't want to look to New York and be in doubt. I just don't want to have any doubts about New York. I've given them every damn thing they asked for. I've got an unemployment compensation bill. I got a minimum wage bill. I've done every damn thing. I got rent supplement.
You did as no other president did ever before.
All right. All right. Now, you just be damn sure when I look to New York in 68, then I mash the button that you and Alex are going to give me a delegation. That's what I want to be sure of. And I don't know whether you're doing that or not. I think that you're messing around here and playing with fire. But I'm willing to trust your judgment, but I just want you to count 10 and look at it. And
I won't count 10, I'll count 20.
Okay, good night. You let me know about this signing.
Yes, I will.
You think about it.
Yeah.
And don't you tell anybody about it. And don't you tell anybody about this conversation, because I don't want to get many papers. And I'm afraid...
You never saw anything.
Never, but I'm afraid...
Not into the papers.
No, but I think you got to do it on your own. Our friend Alex, sometimes he kind of lets a little bit drift.
If I'll talk to him, he'll be sworn to privacy.
All right, okay. All right.
Good night, get a good rest.